19-year-old Jameson Gallion was sentenced by Superior Court Judge Paul Lyle to serve 24 years in prison. Given time served since his arrest and assuming a one-third sentence reduction for good behavior, Judge Lyle said Gallion's mandatory release date will be in 2037. Gallion is also ordered to pay restitution to victims, including forfeiture of permanent fund dividends. Gallion admitted to setting fire to 7 properties, including 2 structures with people inside, and he pleaded guilty last year to the felony crimes of arson, burglary, criminal mischief, and terroristic threatening. Judge Lyle underscored that it was, quote, sheer happenstance that no one died or was injured in the fires Gallion set. Speaking before a crowded courtroom, Lyle explained key factors weighed in the sentencing, most significantly the seriousness of Gallion's crimes.
The defendant engaged in a series of arsons that caused millions of dollars of damage. He directly endangered the lives of 10 people, some of them as they slept.
Judge Lyle also spoke to letters Gallion sent to the Pleasant Valley Community Association.
Terrorizing and taunting the entire Two Rivers Pleasant Valley community for 3 months in the summer of 2021.
Rehabilitation potential was another factor, and Lyle highlighted Gallion's remorsefulness.
He stood and faced his victims in the courtroom and apologized, which in this court's experience is relatively rare.
Lyle additionally noted Gallion's young age, lack of prior criminal history, and supportive family as favorable to rehabilitation, but he also expressed uncertainty given Gallion's, quote, disturbing motivations for the arson attacks.
The defendant has indicated that he committed the arsons for the thrill of it, to calm his stress, which would return after each fire, for personal satisfaction, and because he allowed wickedness to overtake him. His June 2021 letter said he committed the arsons to obtain revenge and to release anger against people who were unkind.
The sentence Lyle handed down is longer than those recommended by attorneys for Gallion and the state, and it surprised arson victim Donald McKee.
After listening to the DA last week, I was going, it's probably going to serve about 10 years. Well, Judge Lyle put a little bit of teeth to it, and I was happy to see that.
McKee, his wife, and other family members, and a rental tenant escaped a fire that destroyed their multi-structure property. McKee says Gallion should have gotten more time, but some charges were dropped. He estimates the replacement cost to the property he lost at about $2.5 million, but says the arson attack has also taken another type of toll.
This morning, I was taking a shower. Right in the beginning of my shower, the power went out. My first thought was, oh man, another fire. And that's every time the power goes out. I hope I get over that someday.
The arsons also destroyed and heavily damaged buildings belonging to the Pleasant Valley Community Association. Association treasurer and founding board member Bob Sugden expressed mixed emotions after Gallion's sentencing.
Quite frankly, I'm sick at my stomach just having to have relived all of this. I feel like what has been done and what has been sentenced is appropriate and right. I don't want to be capricious and mean-spirited, but at the same time, I don't want this person to ever have access to our community again.
Sugden, a local church pastor, says he hopes Gallion can eventually find some semblance of a healthy and whole life. The courtroom was filled with people for the sentencing, a mix of Pleasant Valley, Two Rivers area residents, including arson victims, as well as family and friends of Jameson Gallion. Gallion looked down for periods of the over hour-long proceeding, but seemed to maintain composure as his sentence was delivered. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.